Okay, session four is called Meaning, Values, and Movement. And in this session, we want to focus on the deeper universal human truths about the meaning of an individual's life or how they make meaning of their life, their purpose. And from that meaning, what is it that wants to change? What wants to happen? We want to touch on goals and motivational direction. So in this session, again, you will go through the usual steps, and then once you've got the topic going, you perhaps will want to make sure that this is appropriately done, but if it is, and let's assume that it is appropriate to do it, you want to start moving your questions and your questioning, your curiosity, towards the deeper aspects of human life. So perhaps asking them to think about the future, what would they like to create in the future, if they're successful in developing this recovery to wellness journey, how might it change the way they feel and think about their life, what they do, and so on. So it's kind of a reflective, considered approach. You will expect and can expect emotion, and you may well find resistance when that emotion arises. You may well also see that your client is moving between resonance and dissonance. And what I mean by that is that they may touch in a moment, they might suddenly think about something that they really want to experience or do, or something that has real meaning for them. And they might be in a narrative now, or in a belief place now, that thing is now disappeared from them or isn't possible going forward into the future. So they may well sort of flip in and out becoming resonant about, yes, that would be such a great thing to do, and then suddenly finding that they can't do it because they're telling themselves it can never happen. And there may be some truth, so there are sometimes things in people's life where life comes along and changes the circumstances, and then it becomes clear to them that something may not be able to occur, and of course that's a natural part of life anyway. So they may have to experience the grief and the sadness that goes with that. You can try what I've called here the genie approach, which is this idea that, you know, if you could wave a magic wand and time and money and so on were no object, and their current situation, this healthcare challenge, was no object, what do they long to do? And, you know, anything really which just brings the conversation out of the immediate focus on the problem and the challenge, and invites them to think about a bigger picture, a meta view. You can use the skill of metaphor here, you can use the skill of meta view as well. Listen for motivational direction, and this could be a good time to talk more clearly to your client about how they feel they are motivated. You will have got a sense now from listening to them of whether they are perhaps people who are very focused around anxiety, worried about things and so on, generally as a way of functioning, or whether they are more toward driven. Bring this in here because this is important to have them start to become aware of in themselves. They may well be aware of it anyway, so, and that'll be useful because this will be easy, but it's important to bring it into the conversation now. The other thing that I like to introduce around about now is structures and symbols, and get my client to play around and perhaps use one. So I explain what a structure and a symbol is, and will work with them to design one that is related to something to do with meaning. So something that will reconnect them with something that is important to them, that has meaning to them, that is part of their life, that has a way of connecting to their energy and moving them forward in terms of purpose. And last but absolutely not least, it's really important to think about this relationship between goals and meaning. Again, early on in these relationships, there can be a real desire to, and a pressure, if you like, from the client's need to develop a whole sort of list of goals and sort of, you know, go at them. And goals, people's goals, generally, the things that they want to do in their life are often unfulfilled, and that is usually because they don't have a powerful, strong connection between meaning and goals. So explain to your client that you are very willing to create goals with them, but that it's important these goals are connected to something that's powerful and important, which is why you've brought the conversation round to these this topic of meaning and purpose and so on, and explain this relationship. This means that you are inviting them to be more integrative in their thinking about their relationship between how they set and manage and move towards goals, which are usually short-term and very clear, so that it is actually moving them towards the experience and connection to their meaning and values. The most important thing as well about this is to keep to the client's scale. Some people are able to think about 25 years from now, where they want to be. Some people find that almost impossible. People in crisis, particularly if they are really trying to manage something that is very specific, like a healthcare challenge that is, you know, threatening aspects of their life and their well-being, then they may not be able to think more than a week ahead. And if they are trying to get basic needs met, then it is important that you are able to stay with the client's scale. So this is very much about listening to their energy and listening to how they're speaking and noticing their response to thinking about the future, where they always come back to. Meaning exists in the now, in the moment, in the current present moment. It doesn't exist in the future. Meaning can be found here and now, and it can be found because it is a way of thinking and connecting to being human. And so it's no problem if they just want to think in a week's time span. And that is fine. So what is the most meaningful thing or event or situation or thought or experience for somebody in the next week is just as much about meaning as it is about thinking about it in a much longer time frame. So make sure that you keep to the scale and don't try to drag them into a scale that they're just not able or ready or willing to go to. And then close out the session with action and accountability. So this session is one that sometimes can be very profound at this stage in a coaching relationship quite early on, and it can generate a lot of energy. It also can be something that is very subtle, that doesn't, you know, is just done as a sort of introductory entry level and something that you will come back to in a more deepening way later on in the coaching.